Hi, it's Dave here. This is my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
This is The Cinemile, the podcast where we walk home from the movies. And we are going to go see Mean Girls, but it's not 2004. It's 2024, I think.
Original one 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Wow.
This year, which I think is an appropriate amount of time for a remake. Don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, a lot of people sort of complain about, why bother doing this or whatever. But turns out it's quite different to the original because this is a musical, despite what the trailer would have you believe.
Because I watched no evidence. When we watched the trailer, I was like, why would anybody watch a remake of Mean Girls? It's not even a sequel.
It looked just beat for beat the same.
Yeah. And then we've subsequently found out, not through the marketing or advertising, that it's a musical. We're slightly flabbergasted that that wasn't really signposted because musicals are a big deal. Like, it's like studios think people don't like musicals, but in reality, I actually was thinking about, like, the fact that Mamma Mia was so huge and starred Amanda Seyfried, who's from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Wonka, they totally hid that it was a musical.
And Wonka's killing it at the box office. Now, Wonka, yeah, but maybe that will reinforce their argument, because they didn't market that as a musical either, and it's cleaning up.
But it's one thing for Wonka not to, but for this, I think it's a poor move, because fans of the original, like ourselves, would be like, well, why would I watch a remake? Like, need something to draw us in.
Exactly. I'm more excited now that it's a musical, because I'm like, oh, we'll get some original musical
numbers.
Well,
we wouldn't have gone to watch a reboot, like, just a pure reboot.
No, I would have been less... Yeah, exactly. I'm more interested in it now. Anyway, let's talk about what Mean Girls 2004? You can't say that. 2004. What's your relationship, Kathy, to the original?
I mean, I've always been a fan of the original. It's a movie I've really enjoyed. I've seen it loads of times. Like, iconic lines, iconic actors, kind of... It was a real moment with, like, Lindsay Lohan being as big as she was and the fact that you'd like Rachel McAdams and kind of her breakout role. And Amanda Seyfried, as I mentioned. Like, it's an amazing cast. Obviously, you had Tina Fey behind it all. You had Amy Poehler. Like, it was a really good cast.
Was Amy Poehler in it?
Yeah, she was Regina George's mum.
Oh, yeah.
I always, like, it's very quotable. It's very iconic. Like, as a film, do I think it's the best film ever made? No. Is it a film I've often enjoyed? Yes. So I'm interested to see. I feel like there's a lot of weight on this film to live up to that. I don't know that I'd want to be in it. But hopefully the musical stuff makes it feel different enough. Yeah. What about you?
I have only seen this movie once, many years ago. I think with you. I remember you throwing it on the TV, and I thought it was very good. Yeah, it's a really good teen movie. As you said, some of the, like, I think it has made a real mark in pop culture over the last 20 years. Like, on Wednesdays we wear pink.
You can't sit with us.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Like, I say you can't sit with us so often with memes to people. Like, it is, like, yeah, it's so quotable.
Yeah, like, I can't really remember the movie that well from my one viewing, which I think is, for me, a very fortunate way to be going into this.
I think so, yeah.
Because it's going to feel somewhat fresh. It'll be that thing where I'm half remembering things as they happen, but I'm not.
Pretty much beat by beat know it.
All right, so it's interesting. This could be a bit dull for you then. So
I hope not.
Interesting that we've got different perspectives on this. We're nearly there. So let's head into now to Mean Girls brackets the musical.
It's not called Mean
not
Girls
called
musical,
that. It's
though.
Just called Mean Girls again.
It's just got a little like treble clef somewhere lurking in one
Have
of the
a
letters.
Spine Paramount. Yeah. Come on. All right, see you in a minute.
Bye.
Oh, hell no.
Move.
Hey, PG-13, please. What was that?
Oh, Lord, it's the queen bee.
Regina George.
Don't look her in the eye!
You could be really hot if you changed, like, everything.
Welcome to Health and Human Sexuality.
We'll be getting into abstinence, of course, then followed by in the spring, condoms and choking.
You're learning things now that I don't know how to teach.
Are you okay in there? We're concerned you're either doing drugs or having a toilet baby.
Ew.
Hi, we're back. We have seen Mean Girls, brackets 2024. If this is your first time at the Cinemile, well, what happens is we are just going to tell you what we thought about the movie without spoilers. Then we will eventually turn onto Spoiler Street, which is on our way home, where all the spoilers for a movie you saw 20 years ago happen. So, Kathy, What did you think of Mean Girls, not the musical, the musical?
Hello, I'm Regina George. well, I'm very disappointed with what I just watched. Albeit I enjoyed most of it, but like there was no vibe in the cinema.
Sounds like a question.
Like there was like a lot of people there, a lot of like particularly tween girls, no vibe. Let's put it out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing in terms of a vibe.
The cinema there was quite packed.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
There's just no buzz in there. No one was laughing.
A lot of teenage girls. No.
No one was laughing. There was no vibe. Anyway, I've said that word vibe like five times.
Zero vibe.
So I'm a really big fan of the actress who plays Regina George in this.
Yes, Renee Rapp is her name.
She's brilliant.
She's great. And I've just looked her up. She played Regina in the Broadway version that this is based on.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I know her from Sex Lives of College Girls or The Secret Lives of... I think it's called The Sex Lives of College Girls. It's a HBO show. She's brilliant in it, right? So first of all, I think she's perfect casting, and yet this is my point about the film. She's perfect casting, and yet the film doesn't do her any justice. And I think this is a thread with this film whereby there's decent elements, but none of it really is done justice by how the film's made. I feel like it's like the musical numbers are, and I know it's a
They're
Broadway
flat.
Show, they are very dull,
very flat.
The songs are not catchy. The only reason I remember even the tune for Hello, I'm Regina George is because she sang it like four times, so like it eventually resonated.
She's a massive D.
Yeah, she's a massive deal. So I felt like the dance sequences, like the singing, like the lip syncing was off. Like I never felt like I was watching a premium musical. I never felt like the songs were good enough, albeit I actually enjoyed watching them. Like, it was fine if it wasn't a Mean Girls reboot, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're going to redo a movie like this, you have to redo it right. This does not stack up against the original. It's strange in that they've recast most actors, but then you've got Tina Fey playing the same character.
And the principal.
The principal, and it's just a bit jarring as a viewer.
I thought that was fine.
It's fine,
personally.
It's a bit jarring.
I didn't think that was jarring.
I was underwhelmed by the lead's performance, albeit I think she's very good.
Oh,
but
no
again,
way!
Again, she's stacking up against Lindsay Lohan in her prime.
Oh, I actually thought she was great.
But I think she's good.
And Jury Rice. Sorry, I don't know how to say her name.
I'm just saying,
Katie.
The problem is, like, it's such an iconic film. So whenever they were doing musical numbers and it was like a new thing, right, that I've not seen before, I was enjoying it, albeit I was like, it's not very premium. But then when it would cut to them saying those lines we talked about, like, stop trying to make fetch happen, get in, losers, you can't sit with us. It was like they couldn't.
Yeah.
It was like a bad impersonation, and that's not fair on these actors because they're all really good. Like, even that thing of, like, on October 3rd, he asked me what day it is, and I said, it's October 3rd. Like, that's so iconic, but I'm expecting too much from it. So then when I watch this film, I'm just like, I almost think they should have rewritten, because there's one scene where they do Rock Around the Clock in the original, but they do a different Christmas song in this one. And I thought, oh, that's good. They've, like, changed something. And that made me think, I wish they'd changed a bit more. Like, maybe they shouldn't have tried to do the Stop Trying to Make Fetch Happen thing, because it's too iconic and you can't really touch it. And I also think it's all a bit nicey-nice. And I think the original movie had a bit more of a bite to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. It's a very strange phenomenon, though, to watch a reboot of a movie that's added songs in. Like, it's an odd thing to view, right? Anyway, I've talked for way too long. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think this would be better on Broadway, where it's supposed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, like, it just feels really flat and dull. And I can't quite put my finger on it, because I think I really thought all the cast were excellent.
They are.
I really did. I think they were the best thing in it. I thought everyone was well cast. They looked more like teenagers than the original cast do. I don't know what age they were when filming this. But, like, I bought them all as teenagers. I really enjoyed Katie and her two friends. I thought they were...
They were always the standout in the original as well. Damien and... what's the girl called?
Katie, maybe, or Kate?
No, Katie's the main girl.
Sorry.
Damien and Janice.
Don't have it. Damien and Janice.
They were always the standout, and they remain the standout.
I really enjoyed them in this. They're kind of our narrators. I think he was the funniest thing in it.
Yeah, he's
I think
really
the
good.
Movie is not very funny,
it's
unfortunately.
Not funny.
No, it isn't.
But, and you see the way it was produced by Lauren Michaels as well. That came up at the end.
Yeah, so and Tina Fey wrote this, or
yeah.
again.
Rewrote it.
So there's big people behind this. There's a good cast, but it's just not working.
Yeah.
And I hate to lay this at the feet of the two directors, but I kind of have to because it's their feature film directorial debut. These two directors, I've just looked them up, Samantha Jane and Arturo Perez. And I think my problem, if I'm to try and pinpoint it with the movie...
It's hard to pinpoint, isn't
is
it?
Is that it... Okay, so we just... It's unfair to compare it to Wonka, but it is also in cinemas at the moment and is also a musical. And that
Pretty
goes
fair.
For very fantastical sets, you know, very imaginative, over-the-top, colourful, which I personally think lends itself to the fantastical elements of a musical, which are, in its nature, very... you know, fantastical and silly because suddenly everyone's breaking into musical numbers. Mm-hmm. And I think is more reflective of a Broadway set with over-the-top production and choreography. I think what they chose for this movie is to actually keep it quite grounded. Like, the sets just look like a high school. Like, the cafeteria mm-hmm. looks like a very dull high school. It's very grounded. So when they break...
They veered into slightly fantastical on the one thing where they're coming up with their revenge plan.
Yes, there is one moment, we'll talk about it in spoilers, that felt like, oh, this is a proper musical. It's all colourful. But even that just felt a little uninspired. I don't know. When they're having these big musical numbers in what is effectively just a cafeteria,
yeah,
you know, and there is some, you know, impressive sort of one-shots. You know, there's one where... what's Damien's friend?
Janice,
yeah. There's one moment where they're following Janice through multiple sets, and it's kind of, is I guess, quite impressive from...
Do you know who played her in the original? Lizzie Kaplan.
Yes, Lizzie Kaplan, yeah. So there's some interesting stuff in there, but it's like, as you said, the songs aren't particularly good or catchy.
The songs aren't good enough, because the unique piece about this film, and when I did enjoy it most, was when the songs were happening, because I was watching something new. But then I just didn't think they were good enough. And it's nothing to do with the performers. Do you know who played Janice?
Who?
Can you know? Think of a Disney animated film in the last 10 years that we absolutely loved with the female lead. And she nearly looks like the female lead she voiced.
Encanto?
No.
Moana. Oh, she's Moana.
I knew it. I was watching.
Oh,
I was listening
great.
To
that's
her.
Fantastic.
I spent a lot of time listening to the Moana soundtrack. I was like, that's Moana. And obviously immediately searched.
Yeah, she's a good singer.
She leaps off the screen. Like, I would say, like, singular, unbelievable screen presence and talent. But then this amazing, like, she had this number where she's singing this big kind of I'm me song. And the lyrics were so dull. And they tried to shoehorn this like feminist anthem thing, and I was like, this got nothing to do with the plot of the film.
Yeah.
Now the other thing that annoyed me, I think they should have rewritten some of the iconic lines and made new iconic lines. Not that on Broadway I think it's appropriate to have the same lines, but I don't think it's appropriate to bring them back into the new film. And then the other story that I just wish they'd gotten rid of, and it's very heavily prevalent in the first film, so this isn't a spoiler, is the whole plot about Regina George's
weight gain. Is that what you're going
to
say?
Body, and then Katie trying to make her gain weight, and then she makes her gain weight. And I just thought, really, 20 years later, like, I just don't think that should have been the story. I think there's a lot of other things they could have done to Regina George, and I would have really liked, because the film has more both racial and, like, body size diversity than the original. And I wish the film had lent out of that weight gain plot, because I think it's just... really lazy storytelling about teenage girls to like reduce them to like squabbling about their weights. So
I mean you could argue that that is still very important to the character of Regina George in
you
particular.
Could,
but I agree,
but
it's not
interesting filmmaking. And
I'm sitting in the
cinema surrounded by 12-year-old girls who probably do have body issues.
I think what
and
you're
like the
sorry,
fact like putting on 3 pounds isn't bad, being fat isn't bad. This film makes it out like that is a bad thing, even though I don't think that's the intent.
Look, I think you're right.
And I just think it's completely inappropriate given the target audience.
And I think it's a missed opportunity, like you're saying, to update this for a Gen Z audience.
It's both fatphobic, which I don't like, but then also it's too saccharine. Like, I found it way more saccharine than the original.
And it's just, I think... Part of look, we should admit we are not the audience for this movie.
I kind of am though.
You are. I would say you're half the audience for this movie, right? Because this movie, I would imagine, is aiming towards pleasing fans of the original and also bringing in a new generation of fans. Sure. So I would imagine that's the focus here.
I'd love to ask Tina Fey, like, there must be interviews like, why did you do this? Other than you'll make money off it.
And I think it sounds like what they've done is they have played it too close to the original, which means that they are probably playing it too safe to provide something interesting for fans of the original. And I just think that the text is a bit out of date for Gen Z. Like, besides them speaking into their phones and live streaming and social media, which is just the most obvious pathway to present how teenagers talk.
That being said, I loved
Does any of the characters in this or the writing reflect how Gen Z talk to each other in a high school?
I don't know.
Neither do you.
But I do love when the TikTok...
I don't think it's this.
The TikTok went viral and they brought back the wet look. That's a new thing and that was funny.
Oh, was that not from the original?
There was no
that
TikTok
was funny,
in the original.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everyone's like wetting their mascara over their face.
Even that the teacher did it.
That might have been in the original, but I don't remember. But the TikTok video stuff was very funny right now. I just think, the on the musical piece, and we're both doing musical fans, like, at no point was there even a notion, like, pretense that they were singing in real time. The lip sync wasn't even matching up. Like, it was cheap. And I don't know how to define it beyond that. And I'd love somebody who knows.
Cheap is the right word for this.
Because
yeah, I wonder, did they have budget constraints? Because it just, there was a TV movie vibe about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, I don't know. High School Musical looked a bit more like a musical than this did.
You have never
I haven't
watched
seen it, but I've seen,
what are you talking
I've seen what
about?
It looks like.
Yeah, but you haven't actually watched it though, on a big screen. Anyway, like, I guess we'll go to spoilers.
There's not too much to spoil, but look, I think both of us are disappointed. I found I was really disengaged by this. I know I'm in neither of those intended audience brackets, but I saw the original and really liked it and admired it.
I did
find it funny. I just feel like this is really like falling flat in the comedy department and the musical department.
It's not
department.
Funny enough, yeah.
It's so
not
it's
funny
like
enough.
Those are the two things it needs to do.
Like, if you're a comedy written by Tina Fey and like produced by Lorne Michaels, like, you better make the audience laugh. There was about two half-hearted sniggers.
I know.
Because no one's going to laugh. The original lines aren't iconic. Like, the original lines aren't surprising and they didn't add any new ones. Like, I have a feeling even the young people in the audience had already seen it. I did think the casting of Pam from The Office as her mother was very smart, because The Office is now huge with the younger generation from, like, streaming since the pandemic. Yeah, absolutely huge. So I thought she was brilliant casting. She also looks identical to the girl whose mother she was playing.
Oh my God, yes. I actually thought for a moment, are they real life mother and daughter? Yeah.
Anyway,
incredible.
We're going to go to spoilers now, and we'll be back in a minute after a quick break.
Okay, so spoilers now for Mean Girls 1 and 2.
I mean, what's there to say?
Was there a Mean Girls 2? I bet there was.
I don't.
Straight to DVD vibes.
I truly don't know.
Go on.
Actually, I didn't mention Busy Phillips as the mom. I thought she was very good as well.
Oh, yes. There was a couple of Girls 5 Ever cast members in this, and which Tina Fey is also behind.
We love Girls 5
Which is a great
Ever.
Show, by the way,
yeah,
if you
the French
seen
teacher
it.
As well was from Girls 5 Ever. And then there was a Lindsay Lohan cameo, which I didn't want to say in case it's like a surprise, but I think she was at the premiere. I enjoyed her showing up at, like, the mathlete competition. I just think it's so hard to be... I just think it's so hard because, as I mentioned, I'm actually a massive fan of the lead actress already, and she's the one playing Regina George, and she's, like, hilarious on the circuit for this press circuit. Like, she's wild.
Oh, yeah? What's
she
doing?
She's just really chaotic and funny. But it's like... Yeah, but it's Rachel McAdams in her prime. Like, it's too much of a comparison...
I'd say she.
I'd hate to step into an iconic character like that.
But she seems like a big enough. Firstly, I thought she did the role justice.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think she seems like a very talented singer and actress in her own right. So
I think she's
big enough to break out of this.
She's not just an actress; she's an actual like pop star.
See, she's already famous.
Yeah, she's
what do
casting.
I know?
They're like, this is it. This is her moment.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I just found it very.
It's interesting. You thought Katie was good. I thought. Not the act. I think the actress is very good, and we've seen her in other stuff. But
I found
her a bit insipid.
I recognise her mostly from being the newsreader in the Spider-Man movies. insipid.
But I think it's just again. I'm like, it's Lindsay Lohan in her prime.
Know.
I don't know. It's just too high. Like, you're just making these comparisons.
Can you tell me now that we're in full plot spoilers? I can't fully remember the plot of the first one and the order that things happen.
It's the same as this.
It's almost identical, right?
Yeah,
it felt like it, yeah. Now, what struck
me...
The
difference is that they do a different dance number.
What struck me and maybe this is in the original then, is that Katie's sort of, you know, stepping into the role of Regina George and becoming the sort of plastic. Queen of the plastics. I remember that happening much earlier on. That happens in the third act here. Do you know what I mean? I thought she was like really on the sort of, like, it's a lot slower than I had remembered that sort that of descent.
Like, I can't comment on because it's been like a number of years since I've seen it.
Right.
But like, she definitely misses your one's art show because she's having a house party, a vase gets broken. It's like all that same stuff.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
And like, she basically, the whole reason the guy liked her in the first place, he's like, what are you doing? You've just turned into Regina.
Can I
think that the film did some stuff. This musical was a bit more fun in, like, for example, explaining the revenge plan. Like, that's the thing, that's much better done through dance. And that
was
fun.
And that was where they had the most fantastical sort of element of the colours and the hall.
I wish I know no one will ever do this, and I'm still obsessed with the fact that Les Mis did. I don't know why actors can't be recorded in real time when they're doing musical numbers. Like, on stage they do it. In Les Mis they did it.
Well,
why am I watching people lip sync?
I would imagine there are incredible logistical challenges from an audio point of view.
But if you're good enough director, if your talent are good enough, and if your sets are all organized appropriately, like,
well,
you'd be able to do it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but am I imagining this? But in Les Mis, didn't they have to like construct like kind of glass boxes around Anne Hathaway?
I don't know.
To maintain the sort of audio quality. And whatever they did didn't help Russell Crowe in the least in that movie. One thing I'd like to comment on.
Compared to the musical we just watched, Wonka, we never felt like we were watching people lip syncing. Like,
no,
I
mean, look,
better.
That Wonka, unfortunately, to be in the cinemas at the same time, is just blowing this out of the water in terms of memorable, incredibly well done songs, stage production. Like, Wonka feels like it could walk right off that screen onto a Broadway stage.
And like,
as
speaking
is.
Of Moana,
whereas
like,
this just came from a Broadway stage, and I felt like lost something.
It shouldn't, like, I feel
it doesn't
like
work as a movie.
Moana, when I left that movie, I was singing all of her songs already.
Yeah.
And I've left this movie, and I can't sing any of her songs.
Can I also, just on the point of this movie being 20 years old, okay? And it's still leaning into the sort of, you know, there's a whole section where she's first introduced, she first comes to the school, and then her two new friends point out all the cliques, right?
Yeah.
And you got your jocks, you've got your art kids, you've got your, you know, and that feels like straight, like that's not out of, it wouldn't be out of place in a Grease movie from 40 years ago or 60 at this age.
But we know this about teenagers. Teenagers do have cliques. And teenagers can be incredibly mean.
Yes. Okay. No, but I'm posing the question that I think one is that are these still the cliques?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'd love for somebody with teenage children. I know a lot of our listeners. Some of our listeners are teenage children, in fact. Are these still the kind of cliques that exist? Because for me, the movie 21 Jump Street, which must be more than 10 years old at this stage, wrong comedy, which is a funny movie, wrong really smart comedy from the fact of putting Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, who had been in high school in the noughties when Mean Girls would have been out, and now they're grown up, putting them back into high school and finding comedy, fish out of water comedy, from the fact that they thought all those cliques still exist, but they didn't, because this generation was different and academia was more important. And do you know what I mean? So Channing Tatum goes in trying to be a jock, and it just doesn't work.
But that's the joke of that film, though. That's not the joke. The point of this film is that it's the plastics versus the nerds, and it's like revenge. So they can't change that, really. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. It just feels like is that a whole idea antiquated? Yes or no? I don't know.
I have no idea. But I think this film didn't quite actually capture the meanness of teenagers enough. And I think the meanest scene in the film is always when Regina comes back trying to sit down, and they're like, you can't sit with us because you've got tracksuit pants on. And you simultaneously feel awful for Regina and also kind of vindicated for Gretchen, because Gretchen's like, you didn't let me sit the time I came in them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's brutal, and it makes me really uncomfortable as a former teenage girl.
What was the whole thing with the Gretchen and the music box and her musical number in the cupboard? Was that in the original?
Musical
that was
the
weird.
Covers.
She goes into the shoe closet.
Oh, that was so, no,
in her
that's
house,
not
and there's
in
a
the original.
Ballerina box, and she's like,
well, no, I understand that because they're trying to flesh the character of Gretchen out, and she's like, is it you or is it me? And she like hates herself because Regina's like her best friend, and Regina hates her. I actually liked that.
Yeah.
Because like Gretchen does need fleshing out, like from a musical perspective. But then if you bring it back to like, well, this is just a film, they probably could have cut that scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. That was all, none of that was in the original. Absolutely. Did you notice when Busy Phillips, the mom, was like, she brought the cupcakes. She just smelled her cupcake, then she put it back, and then she brought them all back.
She brought them all back out. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
None of them were ready. Anyway, listen, we better get off. I think we said enough. It's an overall meh for me.
Oh, total. I think a meh at best. Stop trying to make meh happen, Kathy. I think this is a waste of time. Honestly,
like, I'm happy, I'm always happy, but at this point it's getting a bit thin on the ground. Like, I'm happy to see people in the cinemas, but
sure, but unfortunately if they're going to put stuff like this, like, is this going to capture this? We viewed this not capturing the imagination,
yeah,
of Gen Z. There were teenage girls in this audience who were talking and laughing and whispering to each other. They weren't engaged, and now maybe you could say that that happened 20 years ago as well.
I don't think so.
But I just feel like there was no, I don't know, there was no like interest or
this
reverence for what was going on.
This is not a zeitgeist moment, which the original was.
No. And again, that's hard to capture and recapture. There's so many elements that go into
it. Exactly. It was a bit lightning
sort of,
in a bottle, I think, the whole casting of that movie as well. Anyway, we're going to go. Come follow us on Instagram, Threads, Letterboxd
at the Cinemile, or email us if you want to chat about this or anything else. We're thecinemile@gmail.com. keen to hear if you have a teenager and what is high school like in the States. Is it like this?
Come and join us over on Patreon, where every month we review retro movies. This month we're going to be reviewing a Best Picture nominee, which should be fun, from
our patrons are voting on currently. And what else? They're letting us pass here. We're crossing a road, sorry. That's about it, I think. So we'll
bye,
thanks for listening.
You have to pick a French name.
Chanel.
No.
Céline Dion.
No.
Beyoncé.